In circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much. I'm feeling kind of worn out. All this checking the boxes, trying to be flawless, has me spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, that God wants more than just my love. But I've been complicating things, it's just like me to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero, cause it all comes down to this. Love God and love people.
Welcome, welcome everybody to Love God, Love His People. And I'm saying an extra welcome today because this is going to be a fabulous podcast. I'm here with Tricia.
Hi everybody, glad you're here.
Yeah, and this podcast, I'm going to tell you who it belongs to. It belongs to God and Tricia. Okay, it's we've been doing this podcast for 5 years now, and it's probably one of the best, if not the best, podcast that we've ever done. So we're going to get along with that here in a few minutes, but right now I'm going to have Trish open with a prayer.
Father God, we thank you for the message that you have given us today to share with everybody. I pray that their hearts and their minds will be open to your will, and they will have ears to hear and eyes to see what you are saying, Father God, in Jesus' name. I thank you for each and every one. I pray that every need that is needed in their life, you will just fulfill it, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask blessings upon them and their children and the generations that are coming up. And we just thank you, Father, for what you do for us. And we just give you all praise and glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Tricia. Thank you for that prayer. This podcast today has just become phenomenal. It touched me in numerous ways, what she wrote about this and everything, because I have been losing some of my faith here lately and everything over different things. I'm not going to get into it, but over different things and everything. But when I read this podcast the other day, this took my faith to new heights. I mean, new heights, to where, oh, my goodness, it's like I was born again. I mean, just like that again. And I just want everybody to be able to hear this podcast. I wrote on Facebook today about how phenomenal it was, and nobody wants to miss it. One response, I just want to remind everybody that if you don't listen to it on today, doesn't mean you've missed it.
Exactly.
All of our podcasts are on, like I said, 28 different apps, and they keep past shows on the apps.
I went to Spotify the other day. Well, it took me more than a day to do it, but I went on there and I had re-listened to all of our podcasts, and I was flabbergasted.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, with this podcast today, this will be our 94th.
Yes.
That we've done. Yes. Which is, I believe, just amazing. It just blows my mind when I think about how long we've been doing this and everything. And, you know, our biggest concern when we first started this podcast was, I wonder how long we can keep this up. You know, will we get new subjects, new this, new that, whatever. And 94 episodes later, we're still coming up with some amazing stuff. So, and just to let you people know, we appreciate you going to it and listening to it and everything.
Yes, absolutely.
I've spoke to a couple of people about the podcast and everything, and everybody's just saying different things. Like, I listened to it once and I got something out of it. I listened to it again and my God, I got something else out of it, you know, so I started listening to the podcast again. Well, today, the podcast it begins here. Very simple, very, very simple title, but intricate subject and everything. So I want to, just before we get started, I want to remind everybody that our Facebook sites are up and running, which is Love God, Love His People, and Can I Pray For You? And they're just doing phenomenal things. They're growing in leaps and bounds. And it's all because of you, not because of us.
That's right.
You know, we do what God wants us to do with this podcast and these Facebook sites, and y'all are, you're just being so incredibly incredible. And
we're growing. We're so growing on our web pages.
Exactly. So don't look at us to disappear anytime soon. Or anything, but this, like I said, this podcast, when I read it, it just, like I said, blew me away. As a matter of fact, 94 episodes, and I've read each one of them once to, you know, just go over them and everything. This one I read three times, and that's exceptional for me to read it twice. A third time. And each time I was reading it, I was getting a different feeling about it and everything. So I hope everybody else does the same thing.
Well, I have to say, this wasn't one that I started out with, but God said no to the other one.
Okay.
And He gave me this one.
Okay, kind of slapped you on the hand a little bit and say, hey, you need to listen a little better. You know, this is what we're going.
He was like, whoa.
Yeah, well.
Stop.
That's true. Now, back to our Facebook pages for just a minute. Love God, Love His People is a very encouraging site. Mm-hmm. And in 5 years, we have not become negative one time on this.
Nope.
If we had, we would have had to end it right then, because that's not the purpose of Love God, Love His People. The purpose of Love God, Love His People is to encourage, mm-hmm. to pick people up mm-hmm. when they're starting to lose hope. That's what that website is for, or that web page is for. And it seems to be doing that, because we've got a lot of response. Now, Trish does something to that that Facebook site, and Can I Pray For You? And I'll let her describe to you what she does with that.
I do words to treasure. It could be a Bible verse. It could be a quote, a Bible quote. It's just encouraging. Everything on there is encouraging. And
you do special stuff for the Can I Pray For You?
I put prayers of the day on there, and I also encourage there too.
Right,
Only sometimes in a different way.
Right, right.
And we pray on there.
And that's right. And if anybody ever needs prayer,
just let us know. Yep.
Right there on the Facebook page, you can ask, hey, Lonnie, can you pray for me for blah blah? You bet. We'll do it right now.
Yeah.
We have got a major team of prayer warriors.
Yes, we do.
That are just on the wait for the prayers and everything. And these are kind, loving people.
Yes.
And all you have to know is if you don't want your name mentioned, let us know. You know, we won't mention your name. Uh-huh. If I feel it's a subject that really shouldn't have a name to it, then we probably won't put a name on that either.
Right.
And everything. So, because we want to not make anybody nervous mm-hmm. or anything. But then again, we want to make sure that everybody, that we appreciate everybody going to the website and everything. So I also, just before we get into this, I also want to thank everybody who's prayed for me online for my knee surgery that I've had. I'm recovering from it. It was a little bit different from the last one, but I'm recovering from it and everything. So thank you again for those prayers for me. Okay.
You betcha.
All right. Well, good. Trish, why don't we just go to the podcast then, huh?
All righty. Sure will. We're going to start with Hebrews 11:1. Faith comes, faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. Faith is a term used by many, but is often misunderstood. Faith isn't a term applied to people who believe God has a cool factor. It doesn't apply to the personal motivation to pray to an undetermined identity. It's not wishful thinking that everything will work out. The Christian faith is a decision about whether you really believe God can do what he has promised. Faith is a confidence in God's perfect plan. Faith is knowing that you need rescue and accepting it. Faith is believing God's truth even without proof. Faith is the assurance that God directs your everyday steps and has your best interest in mind. Faith is more than a God acknowledgement and an acceptance speech. It's more than working hard for a spiritual cause. Faith is more than you may give it credit for. In this podcast, we are going to learn that faith believes the impossible and then sees the impossible become possible. Faith leans into God's plan and is supported by God's hand. Faith introduces you to a forever friendship with the Father and delivers the benefits of a sold-out belief in a truth the world needs to discover. Be on guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. 1 Corinthians 16:13. For every decision you make, there will be someone who questions your choice. A decision made by faith withstands these challenges. God knew your worst adversary would try to confuse you and make you think good decisions are bad and bad decisions are best. The Bible says this adversary comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And by an adversary, I'm speaking of Satan. No wonder we are told to always be on guard, to be courageous, and to be strong. We need all the encouragement we can get because our adversary works overtime to move us from the narrow path of God created to a road leading to destruction. He challenges our faith. Satan brings up things like whether God can be trusted, if he really cares for us, or even if God loves you at all. Because faith is an absolute trust in God of all gods, you can discover that entertaining the challenges of the adversity increases the change that we will falter in our faith. But the armor of God is supplied to help us stand firm. And you can find out what the armor is in Ephesians 6:10-18. Each piece of armor is designed to help you remember who you are in Christ and then to remind your adversary that you never stand alone. Your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. 1 Corinthians 2:5. Faith is a trust that rests on the certainty that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. You do need friendship with others, so you shouldn't eliminate that. However, there will be moments when someone lets you down or you disappoint them. No human can save you, restore your past, or ensure your future. This is God's promise. This is God's gift. You should accept by faith what only God can provide. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourself. It is the gift of God. Ephesians 2:8. God offers to rescue you and make you part of his family. You must believe you can't rescue yourself and need his help. When you act on that belief, you receive a gift only God can give. God's gift is important for two reasons. One, it takes the pressure off because you accept the perfection of God's Son, Jesus, on your behalf. Two, it ensures that if you accept his gift, you have the ability to live up to God's standard. You also indicate that you don't believe you. You couldn't see, you'd use other senses to comprehend, to compensate. You'd feel they're the only way to engage life. Faith is the primary sense of your spiritual life. So when you come, where you go. Faith can be difficult sense to understand. You might attempt to make faith a feeling or a statement, I have faith, or a physical place of union with Christians, action and partnership with other followers. It trusts in the one who leads is certain beyond your next step. Psalms 119:105. Faith assures that each next step with God is that faith isn't just walking forward, it's walking with God, and each new step leads closer to home. home. It is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to Him must believe that God exists and that He rewards those who sincerely seek Him. Hebrews 11:6. When you buy a car, you have certain options to consider. It could be things like heated seats, GPS, or something like remote start and a rear camera. You could purchase the basic model and it would provide the transportation you need, but the options are what makes it feel more like the car made for you. When you try to customize your spiritual life, you'll discover that certain things that come standard aren't options to be removed from your life in Christ. It's impossible to follow Him from a distance. You can't view Christianity like a documentary of what others have experienced. You can't even say you're associated with those who follow and still expect to please God. If you are going to come to God for life, rescue, and restoration, you must be convinced that He exists and He provides spiritual rewards to those who ask for help. Seek His wisdom and knock on doors of spiritual opportunity. Matthew 7:7. You can't remake God in your image. His new life for you requires the transformation of your mind, heart, and soul. Colossians 2:6-7. Now, just as you accepted Jesus, you must continue to follow Him. Let your roots grow down into Him and let your lives be built on Him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught and will overflow with thankfulness. God's Word contains word pictures that help you understand spiritual truth in the above verses, Colossians 2:6-7. Your journey with Jesus is explained through an illustration of seeds and soil, inviting you to the earth, to the garden, the field, or the flower pot. These images encourage you to consider that something within a seed reacts with nutrients, rich soil, to create new life. The roots grow deep into the soil to create new life, and the seed is transferred into something more. John 12:24. Truly I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. You also have an opportunity to a story of how you choose to build your life. Do you trust your own strength and build on the sands of personal preferences? Or do you trust God and build your life on the solid rock foundation of one who has all knowledge, all power, and all wisdom? Matthew 7:24-27. True faith provides that moment when you realize there is no other answer to life's purpose than trust. Have faith in the God who asks us to love, forgive, share, and overflow with thankfulness. God, help us to believe without seeing. Help us to keep trusting you every day. Teach us to be ready for spiritual battles, to be strong, firm, and stand for you. Help us to remember you will never let us down. Thank you for saving us. Thank you, God, for being our guide and confidence. Thank you for giving us the ability to share the gospel to a lost world. Thank you for planting our roots deep into your life-giving foundation. Lord, we want to grow and to be supported by you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. What a great podcast that was, Tricia. What a great podcast. It made me realize one thing, because I've gone through a lot in my life. And when I was younger, you know, I was told, really not to ask for help, to do it on yourself. That's how you become strong. That's how you become invincible. And I just realized when I read that's not true. Yeah. That's how you become weak and everything. And I realized no matter what I go through, I mean, I'm a licensed minister. I'm a licensed nurse. Everything that I've gone through and everything, my faith is weak, because I would say, I believe. And what we should be saying is, I know.
Exactly.
You know, I know. We should not ever question anything God does. Why He does it? I mean, we're arrogant human beings, okay? We feel like we've got to know everything.
Right.
And that's just not true. That's just not true. And yesterday when I read this, it woke me up. Gave me a renewed faith, okay, that I know God is there for me.
Amen.
And that's what we have to do. We have to strengthen our faith, you know. And when we become Christians, we become small, uneducated Christians that we've got to grow up. Now, it doesn't matter if you became a Christian when you were 12 years old or when you were 91. You're still that baby, you know, that has to learn all the different things to have faith. But the base of it all is faith, okay? When you pray for something, you ask God for something. Oh, God, we need gas money for the next week. Are you sure that's going to happen? Or do you say, I believe it's going to happen? You've got to start saying, I know it's going to happen. God is going to take care of me. Okay? Now, some prayers don't get answered. What people think and stuff like that. Every prayer gets answered. It's just God making the decision of how to answer that prayer.
Well, my personal experience of walking with God and Jesus is he's faithful in everything. And I knew it before my husband passed away. But since my husband has passed away, I know it. I know it beyond a shadow of a doubt now, because God has always been faithful. He supplied everything for me. He's helped me through a lot of things. And he put me on this podcast for a reason. And I'm so thankful for him every day of my life.
And that's the way all of us need to be. You know, we talk about that we love God and that we're praying and asking for this, but then the world seeps in behind us, okay?
It tries.
And something we know that's right, they're telling us it's wrong, okay? So who can we trust? Well, let me tell you, the one and only. That's the only one we can trust, okay? Not the President of the United States, not a king of another country, but God.
Yes.
If God says this is happening and this is the way it's done, then that's the way it's done, okay?
Yep.
But if you go, well, maybe, you know, you do anything like that, the devil's got control over you. And I know a lot of people who are good Christians or think they're good Christians that the devil's got a hold of, because their faith is not sturdy and strong.
They're doubt. They doubt.
Exactly.
Like Thomas, the doubting Thomas. That was one of Jesus' disciples.
Yes, yes.
He always questioned everything and, you know, just was kind of a little negative guy for a while.
Right, right. And a lot of times we'll say, okay, God, I'll do that for you and everything. But then there are other times that there again, the world seeps in on us. And we say, well, yeah, we can't do that, okay? The word I used a while ago was firm, okay? Faith has to be firm, okay? If God promises you that you're going to get this, then this will happen. Because you know what? It only takes one lie for anybody or any being to be a liar. If you lie once, God never has. Never.
That's right. He's faithful.
So who would you trust? Why wouldn't you trust? If you met a person that's 80 years old and has never told one lie in his life, would you trust what he's saying to be true? I would. Mm-hmm. So why don't we do that with God? Mm-hmm. You know, because we slip back and we can't slip back anymore.
Yeah.
For everything that's going on right now, we can't slip back anymore. We've got to put on the armor of God and go out there and fight for God, not against him, for. Yep. And that's what all of us have to do, you know? Not just people who start podcasts, but everybody has to fight against that. And we can say, you know, we'll do anything you want me to as long as God says it's okay for me to do it, and stand by that.
Well, I posted something on Facebook last night where it said, let me get it straight here. Hope is asking for it to rain, but it's taking an umbrella with you.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I read that too. Okay, yeah. And that's what's called being faithful.
Yeah, it's having faith in what you want.
Right, right,
you know?
Exactly, and that goes with anything.
It's showing faith. You're saying, I want it to rain, but you take your umbrella with you because you're believing that God's going to take care of it.
Exactly, exactly. And the thing about it is, this world, we were talking about faithfulness, being faithful to our God, okay? When you're not faithful to God, we're losing hope. And hope is the only thing that's out there that can save anything, including this world, okay? You totally lose hope, you're done, okay? And God's not going to let you do that. He's not going to let you do that. You know, our prayers, we need to start praying more. And, you know, we talk about prayers and stuff like this. And I was talking to somebody the other day at work, and they were saying, well, you know, if I'm praying in public, I would look stupid because of how we were trained to pray in church. Mm-hmm. Praying is a conversation, people.
Yes, it is.
You know, it's a conversation with God, and you talking to God from your heart.
Well, he's your father. You know, he's your loving, caring Father.
Yes.
And so you need to be talking to him about everything in your life, everything. And, you know, it's like me and you sitting in this room talking
right
now. That's what it should be like. He is our Father. He's our Daddy.
Yeah.
You know, and he wants us to communicate with him. He wants us to love on him. He wants to love on us.
Right. And he could actually say, well, if you don't ever talk to me about it, how can I understand it?
Yeah. Well, he understands everything.
Well, I do know that, but that would be like your earthly father doing that. You know, it's like, if you never bring it up or you don't talk about it or ask me about it or whatever, how can I work with that?
And I think that's a problem nowadays because kids don't talk to their parents. They don't talk to their dad. And I was very fortunate to have a dad that I could talk to him about anything and everything. And so when I got, you know, became a Christian, when I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior, it wasn't hard for me to talk to him because of the relationship I had with my earthly father. But he's just everything.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And like I said, I have, as of yesterday, I have a renewed faith. My faith is very firm now, okay? I'm not going to say I believe anymore, okay? I'm going to say I know. I know. God's doing this for me. He's doing this for me. It's going to happen, you know?
And when you pray, that's exactly what you need to be saying. When you pray to him, expecting, your words will change.
Exactly, exactly. And when they change coming out of your mouth, they'll change in your heart too.
And then God can work with it.
Yeah, yeah. And it'll be easier to work with things and easier to understand things. As people, human beings, we want to be difficult sometimes, you know? And being difficult is very, very easy, okay? Very easy to be difficult. It's harder to be trusting. It's harder to be understanding. It's harder to actually try. You know, we're not God's servants. We're not sitting over here going, okay, you created us and everything, so give me this, give me this, give me this, give me this. It's not like that.
Mm-mm.
You know, it's not like that at all.
It's a relationship.
Exactly. And it doesn't need to be like that at all.
Yeah.
You know, we serve him to serve us.
And if the only reason you ever go to God is to ask him for something, that's a one-way situation.
Exactly.
And you need to go to him just to talk to him, just to love him. Let him love on you. Let him talk to you.
And when I pray, when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I say is, thank you, God. Before I say anything else to God, I say, thank you, God, for all the things in my life that I have.
Mm-hmm. I usually say, good morning, God. It's me again.
Well, like I said, I may start it out, Heavenly Father, but before I ask or before I question or before I do anything, I say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do. What we need to do a lot of times is stop in the middle of the day, just stop walking, stop everything else, and look up and say thank you, God.
Yes, amen.
We don't have to be specific. He knows.
Yep.
You know, thank you, God.
Yep.
That's all we need to do.
He's the first person that I talk to in the morning, and he's the last person I talk to at night and all through the day.
Right, exactly. We all need to strengthen our faith, and it begins here.
Yep.
Begins today.
Yep.
Become firm with what you believe. Become firm in your prayers.
And consistent.
And consistent. And thankful.
And thankful, yes.
You know? And that, like the title says, it begins here. It begins today. These are all the things that we need to do. And to become a Christian, today we're going to read the Sinner's Prayer. And the Sinner's Prayer is doing everything we just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Verbatim. Everything we just talked about.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So if you repeat after us,
mm-hmm.
okay, this Sinner's Prayer, God will come into your life.
In your heart.
In your heart.
And then you have to renew your mind.
Exactly.
And how do you do that? Through the Word of God.
Exactly. Read your Bible.
Yes.
Read your Bible. And if you don't understand it, go talk to people who are also Christians.
Mm-hmm.
We love God and we love His people. So we're going to help you out, okay?
Yeah.
Not just us, but a lot of people out there, your church. Go to your church and talk to them and say, I don't understand this and I don't know about this. And they will help you.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Dear God.
Dear God,
I know I am a sinner.
I know that I am a sinner.
I want to turn away from my sins.
I want to turn away from my sins.
And I ask for your forgiveness.
And I ask for your forgiveness.
I believe that Jesus Christ is your son.
I believe that Jesus Christ is your son.
I believe he died for my sins.
I believe that he died for my sins.
And that you raised him to life.
And that you raised him to life.
I want him to come into my heart.
I want him to come into my heart.
And take control of my life.
And take control of my life.
I want to trust Jesus as my Savior.
I want to trust Jesus as my Savior.
And follow him as my Lord.
And follow him as my Lord.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. All right, everybody. Now, you people that have just now brought Jesus Christ into your heart, you're an infant, okay? You're a Christian infant, and you need to understand things, and that's what we're for. That's what other Christians are for, is to help you out. And then praying to God, because believe it or not, God can make you understand a lot of things that you don't think you understand. It's only because you're not trusting. And that's the one thing you have to do. Okay, we want to thank everybody for being here on this momentous podcast that we've had. We want to thank Trish for writing it and understanding. And I hope it affects everybody the exact same way that it's affected me. And until the next time on Love God, Love His People.
Love is patient, love is kind, rescues hearts and changes lives. Love is all we need to make things right. Gotta keep it real simple. Oh, it's really so simple.